This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Let's look again at 2 Peter 1:10, where we are strongly challenged to make our calling and election sure. Actually, our calling and election are actions God takes. When He calls, it is an invitation to enter into a vital relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. Some theologians consider this call an effectual or irresistible call. Their reason is, if God has elected you, that is, picked you out from the human race, when He calls you, you will respond positively to His invitation. Others believe that if you respond to His call, because of His foreknowledge, He elects you. In one sense, you don't need to be caught up in this dispute. If you have responded to God's call by faith and received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have been elected. To make your calling and election sure involves what commentator Alford says, "For both the calling and election, in as far as we look on them from the lower side, not able to penetrate into the counsels of God, are insecure unless established by holiness of life. In His foreknowledge and purpose, there is no insecurity, no uncertainty, but in our vision and apprehension of them as they exist in and for us, there is much insecurity and uncertainty until they are pointed out." End of quote. In other words, we make our salvation sure, that is, secure and certain, by believing in God to do His part by cooperating with the Holy Spirit as He cultivates the gracious qualities in our lives in an increasing measure. Dr. Wiest points out, "There is no idea here of making sure that we retain our salvation, but that we possess salvation."